Welcome to show number 24 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What's going on, everybody? We got another edition of the Sports Card Show coming at you today, and hopefully you will enjoy it. We've got a lot of things on the docket today, but first thing is first, we've got contest winners. I totally forgot about it last show, so I wanted to get things out of the way. First thing is first, our contest winners from last month. Our second place winner is Kevin from Idaho, and he's actually a photographer as his side job for a minor league baseball team there, and that's a sweet gig. I've always wanted to maybe even do that. I'm not very good at photography, but maybe a press pass or something to some of these games. It's something to look into. But Kevin from Idaho does it. He's on the field. He's taking photos. His photos have been in cards and have been in the magazines that have been at the minor league games. So very, very cool to have that person as a listener. And he actually suggested a hot and cold list for the website. And it's something I will work on. He wants it updated a little bit more than Beckett seems to be and some of the other hot lists out there. So I'll see how I can put that together. Maybe with the help of some of these forums, I will get the opinions of some of the experts out there and then bring them all to you to sportscardradio.com. And our first place winner, a very loyal listener, probably from all the way back, Ezra from Utah, wins our first prize. I think, I don't know, I got the card sitting around here somewhere, but I'm pretty sure it was Alfonso Soriano. It's a borderline two color. It's a very small little patch that's on there, but it's kind of low serial number. Nice card. I will get those cards out to you guys next week. I think it's a holiday on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll probably be sometime next week. So you'll be expecting them probably in about a week from now. So check out from those. Congratulations to them. And we have a new contest. And this contest, we'll see. It's going to be a little bit different than the ones from the past. I'm going to ask you to send me a picture of your best card or your favorite card. I know I've asked for that in the past, but this time I definitely want a picture. It's going to go on sportscardradio.com. On the left-hand side, you see Listener's Card Gallery, and I want to add some photos to that. So send me your photos of your best cards. That will get you 1 point, and 2 points you will get if you include a story of how you got it, how much you paid for it, how'd you pull it out of a pack, how'd you happen to get that card in your collection. I want one card in a photo. Don't worry about cropping it. I can do all that if you don't want to, but I want to put that on our web pages, and we'll run this contest for about a month. I actually don't have a prize. I actually started this show, and I realized I don't have a prize, so I'll announce that on the next show, but it will be a very good one. We'll be running this contest for probably at least a month, and I am the judge and the final say and the jury, so I will be deciding who has the best card and probably who has the best story to go along with it. And it's not necessarily going to be the highest value card or anything like that, or maybe the most rare card, although if you send me a Babe Ruth cut or something like that, it's going to be hard not to vote for that as the best card, but we'll see what happens. I am biased. Obviously, if you listen to the show, you know I like the Lakers and the Bengals and the Giants and, you know, Tiger Woods, people like that, you know, Annika Sorenstam, Natalie Gulbis. God damn. If you have a card of her, that would be very nice. I actually had a card of hers for a while. I think I sold it for a lot of money. I think it was like a 2-3 color like t-shirt. It might even have an autograph on it, but anyways, I digress. That's the contest this month. Hopefully you guys get those in. sportscardradio.com. Send us an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. If you don't remember all that, just go to our website. You'll find all of it there. What's on tap for today's show? We've got tons of things to talk about. We're going to talk about, there's a trend in cards, basically, where you have, you know, obviously you have the players from the sport, but you seem to have more presidents, celebrities, and non-sport figures going into these products. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it's show number 24, and Kobe Bryant, we never had this segment back in show number 8, which I still remember Kobe to this day, as that's his real number, but he changed a couple years to 24, so we'll obviously be talking about Kobe Bryant UDA and his rookie cards and kind of the autograph prices you will see there. And we will also have a very interesting segment today. After the A-Rod news, we will be talking about him in a little bit, but we will also talk about all the other guys kind of involved in that. And I made a little musical intro for that, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So, you know, maybe I've gotten some emails. Some people don't like the music, and I don't blame you. My music tastes swing faster than a pendulum, but I put something together, so don't fast forward through this first break, which will be coming up in a little bit. I put together something that you might find kind of humorous, but if not, oh well. It's better than maybe the same old thing. But first thing is first, let's crack this baby off with a little bit of news. Some non-sports card news, but definitely affects the sports card and kind of the shipping industry. Probably heard about this. Stamps are going to go up to 44 cents May 11th. So get your forever stamps. Might end up being a good investment. If these things are going to go up 2 cents every 6 months or 8 months or whatever it is, pretty good return on your money, actually. So we'll see what happens. I don't think priority and all that's really affected, so don't worry too much about that. I know most of the first class stuff will go up a little bit. I'll be affected a little bit, but it's still, I mean, we're only talking about a couple pennies here. In the long run, it is a lot of money because I do ship out a lot of stuff sometimes, especially right now. But we'll see what happens. So keep an eye out for that when that goes up May 11th. Joe DiGiamonio. No, I'm just kidding. Joe DiMaggio signs with Upper Deck. I don't know who he was with before. I'm not even sure. Maybe he was with a mix of brands. Maybe he was with Topps. But he's with Upper Deck exclusively now. His first card is out of 09, Series 1, Upper Deck Baseball. And it's card number 0. Found that kind of interesting. So it's supposed to be a short print. Look for that in the boxes or on singles on eBay. I'm sure it'll be a very, very hot card, especially right in the beginning. People like to put that set together. So we'll see what happens. But interesting that Upper Deck signed Joe DiMaggio. Maybe they're focusing on baseball and football more now that, you know, on the last show we talked about Panini, or I don't even know how to say their name. They bought the basketball contract for, I think, about 2 years. So we'll see if Upper Deck kind of beefs up their, you know, their baseball and football lineup. We'll see what happens. Next thing, A-Rod. I'm sure this story's been beaten to death, especially if you watch ESPN a lot. But we're going to spin it, you know, to the card side, you know, more of a card angle. So we'll see what happens. But first thing is, I want to give you my opinion. It's probably a good thing that A-Rod, you know, apologized. We've seen, you know, guys need a court order to tell the truth or not even tell the truth. So it's a good thing that he apologized. Jason Giambi took that route. I think Andy Pettit took that route. Anybody on the Yankees, it seems like, is taking that route or was on the Yankees. Probably a good thing for him in the long run. I totally disagree with his interview. I saw it on you know, YouTube and things like that. Don't agree with his saying, you know, just throw out my Texas years. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, I do drugs for 4 years and then, you know, 8 years later, I'm like clean. Yeah, but I still did drugs for 4 years. That stuff doesn't go away, especially steroids. What is, you do steroids for 3 years and then, you know, that all that muscle just goes away. I don't buy that, but at least he's telling the truth. He was upfront about it. He came out right away with an interview and talked very frankly about it. On a subject that he's probably not talked about with a lot of people. He's obviously wanted to keep this a secret, and he has for many years. But he talked very frankly about it, so it might take some weight off his shoulder, and maybe that has some good things going for his cards in the future. We'll see. There's maybe some room to grow. I noticed some trends. I took his SP. I forget what year it is. It's like 93 or 94, something like that. His SP, took a PSA 8 because this is kind of a really condition-sensitive card. So PSA 8 is actually a really strong grade. Well, going back a couple months, or about a month before all this news broke, between January 31st and February 8th, that same card, PSA 8, A-Rod SP Rookie, sold for $80 to $90. Well, I looked just today, 213, two ended in the $73 range. So obviously we've seen not a huge jump, but, you know, about maybe a $10 move, you know, about, you know, 10% almost, a little less than that. So decent move down. Obviously A-Rod, like I said, he has all this weight off his shoulders. Maybe he'll have a good season. We'll see what happens. But all this steroid topics and all this controversy, you know, got my mind swirling. So I put together this little beat for you. Hopefully you enjoy it. And after this, we will be talking about the men, the myth, and the legends, the guys that kind of started this all, McGuire, Bonds, and Canseco, after this.
Everything I heard about steroids and human growth hormones is that they are very bad for you. Who took steroids?
You don't want to comment? Are you taking the fifth?
Talk about Roger Clemens.
I have never seen a syringe.
Let me start by telling you this.
Go, Rafi. Go, Rafi. It's your birthday.
I have never used steroids, period.
Rafi tested positive a month and a half later for steroids. Duh.
Who took steroids?
Why are we in that conversation?
And throughout my career, I have never, ever used steroids.
We know you're the godfather of steroids. We know you're the godfather of steroids.
Talk about Roger Clemens.
I have never injected myself or had anyone inject me with anything.
You tested positive. You tested positive. You tested positive.
Talk about Roger Clemens.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Back then, it was a different culture. I was stupid.
Talk about Roger Clemens.
Who took steroids?
Sammy Sosa. Couldn't speak English.
I have never taken illegal performance-enhancing drugs.
Who took steroids?
What Jose Canseco is saying is the absolute truth.
That steroids is bad. Don't do them.
Who took steroids?
Talk about Roger Clemens.
And we are back. Hopefully you enjoyed that. We are going to be talking about the men that juiced it and used it all during the 90s and a little bit of the 2000s probably. So it's not a good thing. I'll first break it off first that doing steroids is not good. It's just something you don't want to do. If you work hard and you work out and you continually do that day after day or week after week and especially year after year, you don't need that stuff. So, but these guys did. Made a lot of money doing it, so and some of them still are, and probably will the rest of their lives. So we'll talk a little bit about them. Definitely talk all about their card prices and what is going on. First guy is Mark McGuire. First guy that broke the home run record. He has vanished, not only from the public's eye, but from the card market as well. I haven't seen anything from Mark McGuire in quite a while. Search on eBay. Yesterday, 2/12, my dad's birthday, actually, and Abe Lincoln's birthday, so good day to have a birthday. An 02 Ovation Autograph rookie, not a rookie, actually just an Ovation Autograph jersey, excuse me. Serial numbered out of 25, had 17 bids, and went for $355. So this is an 02 Ovation autograph. I don't know if it was sticker on card, not really sure, but it's an auto jersey, serial number out of 25, $355, 17 bids. So there's obviously a lot of interest in Mark McGuire, and more than likely it's because his stuff is really dried up. He, I guess he doesn't need the money or he doesn't really care, so he's not really signing for people. We'll see what happens down the road with that. We'll talk about that in a second. His baseball's PSA DNA. I saw some go for in the 150 range, and you can get them depending on where it's signed on the ball down from there. But 150 should get you a top-of-the-line one, and you can get ones sub-100, sub-60 if they're not sweet spot and things like that. So not a bad deal for a guy that really doesn't sign a whole lot. And we'll see. I really don't expect him to sign for at least a while. He seems pretty content. And as this steroid controversy is kind of going on, it seems like he wants to be even further out of the public eye and doesn't want to have anything to do with baseball or anything to do with his career, basically, which is kind of unfortunate. But we'll see as time goes on, as this issue shakes out and people, forget about things. And maybe he needs a little bit of money. That's not something that's out of the question. I mean, I don't think Mark McGuire is that old of a man. If he lives to about 70 years old, 75, 80 years old, maybe he needs a little extra money, or maybe he has kids or whatever, he needs to pass some down, or I don't know. We'll see. I have no idea what he's doing or if he's making money or if he has I know he has a wife. I have no idea. I don't really care personally except for his cards, because if he's cool financially and he never wants to sign again, then it's actually a great buy, $355. If there's not going to be too many certified autographs out of Mark McGuire, I still think it's a great piece from a very fantastic ball player in an era where everybody was doing the same thing. So he stood out. So next guy, Barry Bonds. I have a special place in my heart for Barry Bonds. I actually really, really like Barry Bonds, mainly because he was on the Giants. And most people hate Barry Bonds. And I know the complex. Everybody hates Kobe. But I love Kobe. So I love Barry. I wouldn't say I love Barry Bonds, but I really like Barry Bonds. And I really, really, I loved enjoying, really loved watching him play baseball. And I miss watching Barry Bonds play baseball. So special place in my heart for this guy. He keeps most of his memorabilia. And I remember hearing this, and then he had that show on ESPN, Bonds on Bonds. And they actually, he took the cameras to a warehouse. He has a warehouse or a storage facility somewhere. And he has all his game. It's a fairly large, I would say it's like maybe 800 square foot. It's a fairly large storage facility of all his jerseys, all in plastic with the labels of the date and everything. All his bats. He brought out his home run bat and like balls and gloves and cleats, and it's all labeled and it's all in very nicely storaged, unbelievable collection. And I don't think he was saying, I think it was Willie Mays or somebody told him, that's what they missed and that's what they regret about the game, is they remember all the stories, they have the memories, but they don't have anything to show for it. They don't have any of the jerseys. Most of them don't have the money anymore. So Barry took that to heart, and he kept most of his stuff. You see very few jersey cards. I know Topps released a few, and he had a couple early on. He's fairly free with the pen. I actually have a Barry Bonds autograph. He's fairly free with the pen. And right now his stuff, you can get cards in the range from $50 to $300, depending on, you know, what type of autograph, serial numbered, on card, things like that. You can get some low-end stuff in the 50s, 60s, and you can get, you know, up into Mark McGwire territory, 300-plus, and probably higher than that. And his baseball's 100 to 150. It kind of depends on what it is. You could definitely get him for less than that, but for a decent one, you're looking in that range. So maybe I'll get mine on eBay. No. Maybe I will. No, I'm just kidding. I probably will hold on to it. Next guy, Jose Canseco. You know, I don't think I have a really special place in my heart for Canseco, but the one thing about Jose Canseco is almost everything this guy has said has become true. This guy has told the truth from day one, and I know that he has wrote a book and there was financial obligations behind that, but you know, like we said, these guys retire young and they have 20 to 30 years, hopefully, after them. That's a really long time. I don't care how much money you make. If you had it invested, you probably lost at least 30, 40%, maybe even more of that this last year. So even if you had, if you were worth $20 million, which is probably an overstatement for most of these guys, they would be worth $10 million now, and that's supposed to last them 30 years with all the kind of houses and kind of cars and the lifestyle they've been living? I don't think so. So I don't blame him for writing a book, and I don't blame him for taking that angle with the whole thing. I mean, he was the first one to tell the truth, still is one of the only ones to tell the truth. You don't need a subpoena to have this guy tell you the truth. Very, very funny to watch this guy. And so, I mean, I've seen some very interesting interviews, and I remember him talking about A-Rod on his last book, and he said he didn't write about A-Rod because the time wasn't right. He kept saying, I wish I would have cut it into the little beat I had. He said the time wasn't right. So he obviously knew what he was talking about back then. His autographs, kind of in the dumps. Canseco doesn't hold, well, he's 400-400. I'll take that back. I believe him and Barry Bonds are the only 400 stolen base, 400 home run players. So that's a huge record in my eyes. But it's all tainted, obviously. And we'll see how that goes on. But I don't think there's a huge, huge long-term investment. But is a very good cheap gamble on Jose Canseco, because you could probably get a very nice autographed baseball somewhere, PSA DNA, for less than $75. And it's a gamble. I don't think you're looking at $300 ever selling it in that range, but you never, never know. So keep an eye out for those guys. maybe, maybe not bad investments. Like we've said on the show, never know what steroids in the eyes of the public is going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now. I mean, they might be able to regenerate these guys' elbows and ACLs and Tommy Johns whenever they need them. I remember he'll pop that out of lab or some. I don't know how they would do it. I don't even want to know how they would do it. But it's not beyond the scope of imagination as far as I'm concerned. So I don't really know much about that subject, but it's very interesting. And we'll see what happens going forward. But after this, a topic and a subject and, you know, I can't think of the word, but, you know, kind of something that is spread around the hobby. Presidents, celebs, icons, and kind of non-sport figures getting mixed in with baseball, football, basketball. Doesn't matter what the product is. You're seeing a lot more of this. And we've seen some strictly exclusive products of these. And a very high-end one released last week. We'll talk about a couple of those products after this. We are back, and we are going to be talking a little bit about a trend. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Trend in sports cards, where you see a lot more presidents, you see a lot more celebrities and icons, some non-sport figures up in these products, and it's interesting. It all does a little bit for the hobby. I would say it encourages box prices to stay high, especially when you've got cut autos from presidents and things like that. People are going to be paying a lot of money for those cards. Paying a lot of money for those boxes. So it kind of holds up the value that way. In the same sense, it's making it more expensive for you. If a product is loaded up, we'll talk about two products that have one-of-one cuts from every president. Those cards cannot be cheap to build, so it's going to keep the prices up on products. You're not going to be able to find products like that in the $40 to $50 range, although we'll be talking about a product right now, 08 American Heritage from Topps. I do believe it's a baseball product, and it is. It has one-of-one cuts from every president ever in the United States. So pretty interesting. Boxes are in the $75 range, and you'll see various things out of this product. One of the hottest cards is obviously the Barack Obama card out of there. It's card number AP44. Selling in the sub-30s currently on eBay, but that's pretty good for a base card. I don't think you get one every box. It's probably something like every two or three, because there wasn't a bunch of them on there, although maybe people have gotten them and sold them already. But sub-30, still really good for just kind of a common base pull. He also has a Letterman patch. I tell you what, they make Letterman patches out of anything now, and they have a Barack Obama. I'm not really sure what it spells, either his last name or something. And that's serial numbered out of 50. Each letter is serial numbered out of 50. So there's quite a few of them. And those sell in the $25 to $60 range, depending on what letter it is and you know, all those kinds of things. As for the cut autographs from the president, some have popped on eBay. If you paid $75 a box and you've got a one-of-one president, you would be jumping up in the air. Couple sales of note: James Monroe, one-of-one. $2,900 on February 6th, John Adams, $1,800 roughly on February 4th, and James Polk sold for about $1,100 on February 12th. Pretty interesting product. Again, cut autographs from every president. I don't know if that includes Barack Obama or not, but obviously includes everybody from George W. on the way back. So pretty cool product. $75 a box, not too bad. I mean, if you hit the Barack base, you're going to be getting half your money back. If you hit a Letterman patch, you might get all your money back or almost all your money back. And obviously, if you hit a one-of-one president's cut, you will be going on vacation. Razor Oval Office Edition. This is a very, we've talked a little bit about Razor, and we'll be breaking, you know, this company's still very new. We'll probably have a show just dedicated to what they kind of did in 2008, and I know they have some things forward planning in 2009, so we'll talk about them maybe exclusively on a show. But Razor Oval Office Edition, if you haven't heard about this product, very exclusive product. Each box is serial numbered $299, so there's only 99 boxes or packs, whatever you want to call it, of this stuff. Each card is one of one. Every single president is featured. I don't know how many presidents we've had. I don't know, 60, 50, something like that. So there are some special dual cuts. I know there was an Abe Lincoln, George Washington cut. We'll have all those videos up on sportscardradio.com by next week. Check our website out. Pop your YouTube video. We'll have the big hits of this stuff on there. A lot of them have been bid pulled. Boxes of this stuff are in the upper 2,000s, 2,500 to 2,800, and quickly going up. Although some of the big hits, the George Washington and the George Washington Abe Lincoln duel have both been pulled, and I would consider those the huge cuts. I know the last big one that I have not seen either on eBay or on a YouTube break is either the Barack Obama single, or I do believe there's a Barack Obama Abe Lincoln cut. So, extremely valuable products. Some of the auctions, I know the George Washington was pulled and immediately put on eBay, and I think he's looking for $100,000. I highly doubt he'll get that, but he will get a considerable amount of money. Even if he paid $2,800 for the box, he is going to be having some bankroll. Ulysses S. Grant, a buy it now for $7,000 on 212. Man, that's a big turnaround on your money. A Nixon Ford dual cut sold for $810, 17 bids on February 11th. That's not, obviously you probably lost money, or you definitely lost money, but $810, nothing to sneeze at. A Harry and Bess Truman sold on February 11th for a little over $1,000 with 21 bids. So there's obviously some hits and misses. You know, I can think of some of the misses as maybe being like a Jimmy Carter, or not to call him a miss, but George W. Bush, he's still alive. He's probably going to be signing quite a bit. Maybe not quite as valuable. Even like Bill Clinton. Those kind of cuts, not quite as hot because they're still kind of in presidents. But obviously, these dead presidents, huge. This stuff is sold out on the wholesale level, at least. So you're looking at retail only on this. You're going to be paying lots of money. There's probably some people sitting on these boxes. They're kind of pissed the George and the other ones have been pulled. But we'll see if the Barack and Abe and the single Barack kind of stay hidden and don't get pulled and don't get put on eBay. Boxes might continue to go up as they have been. But that about wraps it up for this segment. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Keep an eye out. I can imagine with the success of this Razor product, even it looks like this Topps Heritage product isn't too bad. At least it's a little bit different spin on things. I'm sure you'll be seeing more of these things. Although cut autographs from dead people obviously have a finite amount affixed to them, you will see people buy these things and cut them up, and I'm sure more will be found or made or whatever the case might be. So we'll see what happens going forward, but I like the trend. I think it brings value to the hobby. It definitely brings attention to the hobby. People that don't know anything about cards see a George Washington cut autograph for $100,000 on eBay. That'll draw some attention to cards if you don't think they're worth anything anymore. Well, speaking of being worth something, we're going to be talking about Kobe Bryant. It is show number 24. We'll be talking about the man, the myth, and the legend, Kobe Bryant, some of his prices, his rookie cards, what to expect to pay after this.
Going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
And we are back to wrap things up. One final segment. Of course, show number 24 would not be complete without Kobe Bean Bryant. We're going to talk about his prices. Last week, we obviously talked about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. So we're kind of running down, I would consider, the big three in basketball at the moment, even though Jordan is retired. Kobe and LeBron, definitely the big two, and Jordan's right there with them. A jersey. I didn't see a lot of UDA stuff on Kobe on eBay, probably because people don't like to sell it. There are a lot of Laker fans out there, and a good percentage of them probably are fairly wealthy and have some money and probably like to buy the stuff and hoard it, especially when it's at good prices, and I would consider his prices pretty good, but right now, I don't know. If you have the money, go ahead and spend it. I certainly wouldn't. A Kobe Bryant jersey UDA, you're looking between $550 and $750 on eBay. There was a lot of the USA jerseys, and obviously his Laker jerseys. I don't remember if I saw any 24s. There were 8s on there. So kind of depends on what the jersey is, how limited it is. He's done some serial numbered stuff, but not a bad price. Sub 1,000 for a Kobe jerseys. Really not a bad thing. I didn't see too many other autographs. Obviously, he has some exquisite autographs, and I would consider that his maybe his premium autograph. If you're looking for a card from Kobe that he has signed, I would go for exquisite. Those are pretty good. His autographs range in the $250 to $400 range, depending on if it has a jersey patch and what kind of serial number it has on it. $250 to $400, you're looking for, you know, maybe a little bit less than for a jersey. Not bad. If the card was in good condition, on card, low serial numbered, and if it had like a 2 or 3 color patch, might actually be well bought. You never know. And remember, there isn't going to be Upper Deck Exquisite next year basketball, at least that for now. As for Kobe Bryant's rookie, he has the 1996-1997 Topps Chrome rookie, which was a very enormous, it was just a huge card, huge product. I believe it was retail only. I could be mistaken, but I believe Topps Chrome basketball was one of the first products they put out, Topps put out, that was the chrome version. And I believe Kobe, it was only a retail product. You could get it at the retail level, and the Kobe Bryant rookies were skyrocketing. I remember these were in the thousands and thousands of dollars, and it seemed like there were a lot of them out there. It didn't seem like that rare of a card, but it was condition sensitive, and they were hard to find, especially the refractor versions. But kind of a rundown of the prices on those. Like I said, I remember when these were in the thousands of dollars. Even after he had gotten in a little trouble a few years back, they were still selling for quite a bit. Now, obviously with the economy and things like that, not quite as much. A BGS 9.5, 96-97 Topps Chrome rookie, $380, 14 bids on February 12th. Still a lot of money. 14 bids, obviously a lot of interest, $380. A lot of money. I would consider that fairly well bought, I guess. I mean, like we said, you can get an exquisite autograph for about the, you get a top end one for about that same price. So you're not getting his autograph, but you're getting his best rookie with basically the best grade. So $380, probably not bad. Like I said, those cards probably don't have much room to go down at this point. I don't see the price going down too much. I mean, obviously, outside of any occurrences happening to Kobe in a hotel or anything like that. But we'll see. PSA 9s, Kobe Bryant rookies, $228, so about $160 less. That at 18 bids. That sold February 11th. So not too bad. $230-ish. And then, you know, about $180, you know, $200 more for a BGS 9.5. I don't know if that's if that's that well bought. I think I'd rather just step it up and pay a little bit more money and get the BGS 9.5. And for a raw one, straight ungraded, you're looking for less than $200. I saw one end for about $185 with 31 bids. So people like to get these raw because if it looks good on eBay, the scans look good, they know they can send it in and maybe make a little bit of money. Although a raw at $186, if you only got a PSA 9, you're looking at $40, all the grading fees and all that. You're probably looking to only make, if anything, $5 to $10 after all your fees. So I don't know if that's a good way to go unless you're thinking you're going to crack the BGS 9.5 on it, which is not very likely. But that the raw one for $185 was 31 bids, ended February 6th. And that about wraps it up for today. Hopefully you enjoyed today's Steroid Lace Show. We'll be coming at you next week. Sorry about the no product releases. There wasn't much. I talked about them a lot last week. But if you're curious, go to sportscardradio.com. Check out the sports card release calendar. To my knowledge, it is fairly updated. So check it out. Check out our website. Send us an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Do what you need to do. Get entered into this month's contest. I will be announcing the prize or prizes more than likely on the next show. But get an early jump on it. Send me a photo of your favorite card and a story of how you got it, pulled it, or it came into your collection. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a good weekend. Don't work too hard. I am out of here.
Sammy Sosa couldn't speak English.
The reference to me in Mr. Canseco's book is absolutely false.
Talk about Roger Clemens.